It's the Bills' third division game of the season and also their third on the road. And the Bills are still looking for their first victory on both fronts as they travel down to Miami this weekend to take on the Dolphins. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with Bills play-by-play man John Murphy. And Murph, after dropping two straight, it doesn't matter if it's a division game, a road game, they just need a win, period.
Yeah, you know, we've been fortunate because the Bills have been in every game that they played so far this year. They've all been fairly close games, fun games to watch. But last week marked the first time that the Bills failed to follow up a loss with the win. They've lost two in a row, and they cannot afford to make it three straight losses.
We got to win, man. Another big one for us, you know. We got the record that we have right now with 2-4. We need to win against the Dolphins, then against everyone else at the end of the day, man. We got to get these wins now and stop these losses.
Thad Lewis will be making his second consecutive start for the Bills this Sunday after an encouraging performance last week when he forced overtime, helping the Bills overcome a 14-point fourth quarter deficit with a pair of touchdown drives late. At the same time, though, Lewis knows that he did miss on some plays and some reads. He's looking to right some of those wrongs this Sunday.
You know, just limited mistakes. Actually, I want to take care of the ball a little better than I did last time. That was a costly fumble. So you don't never want to put your team in a predicament like that. So going in, take care of the ball, and, you know, maybe some of the reads I might have missed, you know, make sure you correct that this week.
Miami Dolphins are coming off their bye week, and they are coming off a loss that preceded the bye week, which means they are likely to be extremely focused going into this game. They are also likely to be focused on the offensive side of the ball. Miami has struggled offensively. They pass the ball 70% of the time on offense, which explains in part why Ryan Tannehill has been sacked 24 times already this year, second most in the NFL.
We know the opportunities are going to be there, but at the same time, they know the numbers as well, so I'm pretty sure they've done a great job with this bye week that they had last week of getting everybody in sync and just kind of working on the same page as far as the alignment goes. So you know that we're going to have a tough task with them coming off the bye week, but you know we just got to go out there and just continue to do what we're doing and just go out there and find around.
The Bills' defense has been great when it comes to sacks and interceptions, top 10 in the league in both categories, but they're 28th against the run so far this season, and they're facing the second-best red zone offense in the league in Miami this week. Jim Leonard knows they have to improve all around on the defensive side of the ball.
I think we've made our share of big plays, like you said, sacks, interceptions. We just need to be more consistent and play better in situational football, whether it's third down or red zone. We're doing a good job in a lot of areas, but we need to tighten it up and clean it up a little bit, and then we'll start having more success and not being on the field so much.
Buffalo comes into this game pretty healthy. EJ Manuel, the only player declared out for this game. Everyone else on the injury report this week listed as probable, so expected to go. For the Dolphins, the only key loss could be middle linebacker Danelle Ellerby. He has a shoulder injury. He's listed as doubtful. Well, Murph, playing on the road has not been easy, and in Miami, the history hasn't been too kind either. They haven't had a win down there since 2010.
It's been a couple of years. When you talk about injuries, too, it is so good to think about the players who are coming back for the Bills. We are approaching this point where they're going to be like the real Buffalo Bills we expected to see. But as far as this matchup, I expect the Bills will try to run the football, and I think they're going to pass it early to sort of set up the run some play-action passes, maybe take a few shots downfield, get Miami to think that the Bills are going to throw it, and then spread them out a little bit and run the ball. And I think they'll have some success doing that.
The only caveat here is the bye week. As you mentioned, it's significant, and coming off the bye, you have to believe that Miami's going to try to right some of the wrongs. And talking to Coach Marone this week, he was even saying he's a little leery as to whether they're going to try to stick to what's worked for them or try to change a few things having that extra time during the bye. Well, Murph will have the call of the game as always on the radio side with Mark Kelso. Check your local listings to see where you can find the game on the Bills Radio Network. We'll have full postgame coverage here on BuffaloBills.com. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.